representative from the ADL. First of all,
yes, the core ideology of white nationalists, which is a euphemism for white supremacists.
White nationalists, which is a euphemism for white supremacists.
There are different types, but the core ideology is the belief in the imminent extinction of the white race because of a flood of non-white people.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
There's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. And the wave still continues.
When I was a young senator, I say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
And other people that they feel are degenerate.
Milwaukee County judge is spending the night in a Dane County jail facing child pornography charges.
38-year-old Judge Brett Blumey was elected in August. Charges are expected tomorrow.
Imagine that an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Imagine that she's a willing participant. A very standard, very widely held view that there's something deeply wrong about this, and it's wrong independent of it being criminalized. It's not obvious to me that is, in fact, wrong. I think this is a mistake. There's excellent reason to believe, not excellent, but there is good reason to believe that there's actually a strong benefit to adult child sex. Now, what is that benefit? I'm not entirely sure. It might be that people are getting acclimated to sexuality, or they're getting prepared for a long-term bond, or it might be something else. It might be that you're bonding families together. I don't know exactly what the explanation is, but I would claim that in evolutionary terms, as best we can determine, it's more likely than not there's a strong evolutionary case for adult child sex.
What they have done before, they will do again. And each time they do it, the poison gets progressively worse and more corrosive. And despite the fact they are pushing this poison upon you and your family, if you dare to complain or offer any resistance, then it is you who are branded the problem. You are the uneducated bigot standing in the way of progress. Oh, and Kirshner just happens to be part of that ethnic group you aren't allowed to mention. But I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Busily Google's names of the people behind the push for mass immigration, communism, pornography, feminism, the LGBT movement, trans rights. Oh, that's an awful lot of coincidences.
Christ also called the Pharisees adulterers, an adulterous generation. The Talmud provides generous loopholes for adultery. It says the penalty for adultery does not include sex with a minor, the wife of a minor, or the wife of a heathen. The Talmud also encourages seduction of unwed adolescent girls called designated bondmaids. But it's important how such rapes are performed. With the designated bondmaid, one is guilty only in the case of natural connection, but not in the case of perverse connection. The Pharisees reasoned that rape in a perverted manner is outside the jurisdiction of the law. Normal rape, however, was punishable. In Babylon, sexual perversion of every kind had been a way of life for millenniums. The Pharisees were deeply influenced by such practices.
In three of the major treatises of the Talmud are found extensive passages which give legal endorsement to seduce and marry three-year-old baby girls. In fact, many of the greatest rabbis of the Talmud, including Simeon ben Yohai, upheld this privilege. Today in Israel, thousands of Jews go to Meron every year to venerate the memory of Simeon ben Yohai, one of the most respected rabbis in the history of Judaism.
In one of dozens of endorsements of child sex, Simeon ben Yohai said, "A proselyte under the age of 3 years and a day is permitted to marry a priest." Agreeing with ben Yohai, the great rabbi said, "When a grown-up man has intercourse with a little girl, it is nothing. For when the girl is less than this, 3 years and a day, it is as if one put the finger into the eye. The footnote to this passage says, as tears come to the eye again and again, so does virginity come back to the little girl under 3 years. The same section confirms that sexual activity with small boys is in the same category. The intercourse of a small boy is not regarded as a sexual act.
Six sexes, genders in the Talmud with many mentions. Let's get into what they are. There's the Keva and Zakar, the two you hear as female and male. Androgynous for an intersex person with both female and male sex characteristics. Assumed from a person with obscured or unclear sexual characteristics. Still need someone assigned female at birth, but who expresses male characteristics later in life. Sorry, someone assigned male at birth, but develops female characteristics later in life and or has their sexual organs removed. Saris and Eloni often are described as infertile, and while life has lots of rules, don't let binaries be a hurdle to loving yourself or exactly you.
Orchestrated, puppeteered by Jews.
Orchestrated, puppeteered by Jews.
All orchestrated, puppeteered by Jews.
It is clear that anti-Semites have declared war on the Jewish people. It is time for us to declare war on them.
Today, we're going to stand in this house of the United Nations, and we're going to be a light, not just a light unto the nations, but a light unto the world, so the world can see and know that anti-Semitism is not just a Jewish issue, but it's a world issue, and beginning today, we're going to take whatever we can to eradicate it.
For all you anti-Semites out there, your day is gone. And if you decide to become an open group of anti-Semites, your days will be numbered. Someone from the Jewish special forces will take you out, just like they take out hundreds of Muslim criminals, hundreds of jihadists each year. They'll take you out as well.